Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Do We Know About the Solar System? By Ian Graham is a juvenile nonfiction science book in the Earth, Space, and Beyond series. Published by Capstone, it introduces young readers to the structure, motion, and scientific study of the solar system. The book focuses on the sun, the eight planets, moons, and other objects that move through space as part of the same gravitational system. Rather than presenting astronomy as a list of isolated facts, it emphasizes the evidence behind current knowledge, including observation, exploration, and changing discoveries. Its purpose is educational and explanatory, making it suitable for classroom reading, homeschool science units, or independent readers who want a compact introduction to space science, with photographs, illustrations, and concise explanations. The book connects familiar objects such as Earth, the Moon, and the night sky with broader topics such as telescopes, rockets, stars, and black holes, helping readers place the solar system within a larger astronomical context. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the solar system is a connected family of objects around the sun. A central topic in the book is the definition of the solar system as more than a set of planets. It is presented as the sun, the planets, their moons, and other objects traveling through space with them. This framing is important because it helps young readers understand that planets are not independent bodies floating randomly. They belong to a larger system shaped by gravity, motion, and position. Earth is introduced as one of eight planets orbiting the sun, which places human experience within a wider physical structure. By beginning with this system-level view, the book avoids treating each planet as a disconnected encyclopedia entry. Readers can compare objects by size, location, and relationship to the sun. Mercury, for example, can be understood not only as a small planet, but also as part of an ordered arrangement. This approach supports scientific thinking because it asks readers to see patterns across objects. The solar system becomes a model of related parts, where moons orbit planets, planets orbit the sun, and many smaller bodies share the same broad region of space. Secondly, planetary motion as the key to understanding orbits and rotation. The book gives particular attention to the idea that everything in the solar system is constantly moving. This is a fundamental concept for young readers because the night sky can appear still from Earth. By explaining that planets spin and orbit the sun, the book connects observable effects with unseen motion. Rotation helps account for day and night, while orbiting explains why planets follow long paths around the sun. The distinction between spinning on an axis and traveling around another body is essential for understanding later astronomy topics. It also introduces the idea that motion in space follows regular patterns rather than happening by chance. The book does not need advanced mathematics to make this meaningful. It can show that movement is predictable, repeated, and measurable, which is why scientists can describe the positions of planets and study their behavior over time. For its intended audience, this emphasis turns astronomy from a static subject into a dynamic one. The solar system is not simply a picture of objects in space, but an active system whose order depends on continuous motion. Thirdly, evidence-based astronomy and the role of scientific discovery. One feature that distinguishes the book from simpler planet guides is its stated focus on the evidence supporting what scientists know about the solar system. This is significant because children often encounter space facts without learning how those facts were established. The book positions knowledge as something built through observation, measurement, and exploration. Telescopes allow distant objects to be examined more carefully, while space missions and rockets extend investigation beyond Earth. The reference to the latest discoveries also signals that astronomy is not finished or fixed. Scientific understanding changes as new instruments, missions, and observations provide better information. For young readers, this creates a more accurate view of science as a process rather than a memorized list. It also helps explain why some ideas about space have changed over time, such as the classification of planets, or the discovery of new moons and small bodies. By connecting information to evidence, the book encourages readers to ask how scientists know what they claim. That question is central to scientific literacy and gives the book educational value beyond basic solar system vocabulary. Fourthly, visual information as a tool for explaining scale and comparison. The book uses illustrations and photographs to support its explanations, which is especially important in a subject where scale is difficult to imagine. The solar system includes objects that vary enormously in size, distance, brightness, and composition. Written descriptions alone can make these differences abstract for younger readers. Visual material helps organize comparisons, such as the relative size of planets, the appearance of moons, or the relationship between Earth and other bodies. Photographs can also reinforce that astronomy is grounded in observation rather than fantasy. Images of planets, spacecraft, or telescopic views show that scientific claims are linked to real evidence. Illustrations are useful when exact photographs cannot easily show relationships, such as orbital paths or the arrangement of objects around the sun. In an educational science book, these visuals do more than decorate the page. They reduce cognitive load, make unfamiliar terms easier to remember, and help readers connect spatial ideas with verbal explanations. This makes the book accessible to readers who may be new to astronomy while still allowing teachers or parents to use the images as prompts for discussion. Lastly, brief extensions from the solar system to wider space science. Although the book is centered on the solar system, it briefly introduces related space topics such as telescopes, rockets, black holes, stars, and other areas of astronomy. This broader reach matters because the solar system is often a starting point for understanding the universe, not an endpoint. By mentioning tools like telescopes and rockets, the book connects objects in space with the methods used to study them. By touching on stars and black holes, it shows that the sun and planets are part of a much larger cosmic setting. The treatment appears intentionally brief, which suits the format of a short juvenile nonfiction title. Its purpose is not to provide a complete account of astrophysics, but to open pathways for further inquiry. This structure benefits readers who may begin with familiar topics such as Earth, the Moon, and nearby planets before becoming curious about more distant or complex phenomena. The book, therefore, functions as both an introduction and a bridge. It gives enough context to prevent the solar system from seeming isolated, while keeping the main explanations manageable for its intended age range. In conclusion, what do we know about the solar system? Is best suited for upper elementary, middle school, and early teen readers who need a clear, compact introduction to astronomy. It is also useful for teachers, librarians, and homeschool educators looking for a short science resource that combines basic facts with an explanation of how knowledge about space is developed. Readers gain practical benefits such as improved vocabulary, clearer understanding of planets and moons, and a stronger grasp of orbit, rotation, and observation. They also gain an intellectual benefit that is sometimes missing from introductory space books, which is the idea that astronomy depends on evidence and continuing discovery. Compared with many similar juvenile solar system titles, this book stands out for balancing accessibility with scientific framing. It does not merely list planets in order or present attractive images without context. Instead, it connects the visible night sky, the sun and its planets, scientific instruments, and newer discoveries into one coherent introduction. Its brevity is also a strength for educational use, because it can reinforce classroom lessons without overwhelming readers. For children who already enjoy space, it provides a structured overview. For those encountering astronomy for the first time, it offers a readable path from familiar objects to larger questions about the universe. If you would like to support Ian Graham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.